Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I like looked at a video or something, the comments was just a flood of comments. And I was like, what? I went to the thing and it said removed for copyright infringement. I was like, fuck!
Hey guys, welcome back to the first time of Smosh.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Flashback with Smosh.
Hey guys, welcome back to the first time.
Welcome back to another episode of Flashback with Smosh.
Yeah, we're 4 episodes in and we're already trying to speed through the intro.
Yeah, they've already heard it. Also,
no, you missed it, bro.
Oh no, it's going to a better place.
Scaredy guy.
Wow.
All right. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Flashback with Smosh.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Flashback with Smosh.
That's right. We don't have a theme song yet or a jingle, but we will.
We might have put it in. We might have like retroactively
put it in.
We might have even had it for the third episode.
Hopefully. Today we're going to be talking about the classic, the legendary.
The butter churn.
I don't know. Pokemon in real life. This was an episode that many people have told me, or that I've seen, I guess, in many comments, that this was the first video they ever saw. The first Smosh video.
Yeah.
I remember this one got on the front page of YouTube when YouTube had the little section before the algorithm, before any of the, you know, the stuff getting pushed to you, what are you already like? It was everyone had the exact same front page. And it got on, I know it got on most viewed of the day. So it was right there. And I think it was also on most discussed and top favorite of the day. This video had 3 spots, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to go on Wayback Machine and see if we can find that specific day, see if it was.
And biggest dong.
I remember I used to tell my mom, I was like, oh, we got on the most discussed. And she was like,
disgusting?
The most disgust? That's rude. I was like, you know, disgusted with an ED.
Disgusted.
The most disgusted.
Mother. We got from the most discussed.
Yeah, this one is, it's a very special episode because we got to fully lean into Pokemon, which is the first video that we ever made that went viral, that kind of started our entire career on YouTube, was the Pokemon theme song lip sync video that was taken off of YouTube in late 2007. So like a year and a half after upload, it got taken off of YouTube because we used the Pokemon theme song without permission. We learned what copyright infringement meant in that moment. And the toughest part is, I think it was number one or number two most viewed video of all time on YouTube at the time.
And it was number one when it got taken down.
At that moment it was?
Pretty sure.
It had like 28 million.
Unless it got passed by Evolution of Dance.
It might've got passed by Evolution of Dance. But either way, it was in the top like 3 most viewed of all time on YouTube. I remember where I was in that moment. I was at my girlfriend's house on her computer. I like looked at a video or something, the comments was just a flood of comments of people saying, where's the Pokemon video? Where's the Pokemon video? And I was like,
What?
I went to the thing and it said removed for copyright infringement. I was like, fuck!
Yeah, we thought it was over.
I mean, yeah.
Because we were getting like so many like views and like viewers through that video.
Yeah, because people would want to see like, oh, what's the most viewed of all time? That's probably the best videos on YouTube, best videos on the internet. We were finding a lot of a new audience that way. So that was a huge blow. I wonder how many views it would have now.
Probably like Despacito levels.
10 billion.
Probably, yeah. If I had to take a rough guesstimate, I'd say 10, 20 billion views.
Probably. But so this was a really special episode because we got to play fully into that nostalgia of Pokemon, of what much of our audience was kind of built on.
The idea. And we had done video games in real life where we would take like little vignettes of video games and tell one joke and then move on to another video game. But this is the first time we took like the in real life and made it like a whole story.
Yeah, and I was so passionate about it. I handmade, because you couldn't just find the assets from the game. Like, I mean, you could find the sprites, but you couldn't find the assets for like the menu design. And I recreated all the Game Boy style user interface for all the menu items. We commissioned someone to remake all the songs that are in the Game Boy game and a lot of the sound effects. So this is a culmination of so many amazing ideas and so many amazing people helping us get this thing created. I edited this one myself, which was, it was a labor of love. We paid for a couple special effects to be done by someone else, but this was a project.
To do like the menu screen and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Which I think a lot of people probably just kind of like don't even think about like the effort that it took for you to like recreate.
It seems like, simple, but it was like it was finding the original images from like someone's gameplay recorded video and recreating that pixel by pixel.
Yeah.
And I mean, someone could do it, but it was just me doing this at the time, and we were making releasing one video a week. But it's still great. It's one of my favorites. We got a lot of deep cut references.
It's pretty freaking sick, if I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick.
A lot of the references you have to know Pokemon to get, but people select it. All right, shall we?
And if you don't know the references, then piss off, wanker. That's for all the Brits watching.
Ya stinky cunt.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, that's too far. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Shut up!
That's me. I did that.
I can't believe I'm finally a Pokemon trainer.
It was all blurry. We didn't even shoot it in focus.
And nothing's gonna stand in my way.
Bro. Oh yeah, and you get the old man.
What the hell is this guy doing?
Oh, that guy? He's just waiting.
I feel like we added the old man just to explain the premise. Like he was always there to kind of like explain like the conventions of the game.
This character was only here to explain what the hell was going on.
Yeah. We're like, let's just write an old man in that explains everything.
Well, there was an old man character in the game.
True.
Anyway.
I'm gonna fight you.
What? I don't want to fight him.
Well, do you want to get past him?
We just kept all the addresses totally visible.
Well, then you gotta fight him, you stupid jackass.
This video is probably responsible for us getting stalked so much because you see everyone's address and you can see the name of the park and everything.
Boo!
This was a mechanic in the game where if you walk to the side of the character at any different angle, they wouldn't respond, but you walk in front of them and all hell breaks loose.
This is a common trope with the Pokemon games.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is the same way, but if you do walk to the side of them and like interact with them,
if you try to talk
then
to
they'll
them,
fight you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can actually say boo to them.
You're right, we pushed the limits a little bit.
Yeah.
You looked at me funny. Let's battle.
And of course, that's just a joke of like, they just say a random thing.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the battle.
Yeah. I love this outfit, by the way, that we got for you because they're always wearing the most ridiculous outfits in the game for some reason when they show the character art of the character coming in. It was like they didn't want, it was only black and white. So yeah. The only way for them to differentiate between all the different trainers that you would interact with is for them to make the outfits like all these interchangeable, ridiculous things. So we were like, what's the most absurd looking thing that like doesn't match, no one would actually wear?
Yeah, so we kind of went like the metrosexual kind of route.
That term metrosexual is so outdated.
Yeah, but I mean, so is this outfit.
Yeah.
But this is this is the way that some of our friends dressed in high school.
For sure.
Like 100%.
Oh yeah.
And actually in our yearbook, I remember they were like profiled in our yearbook.
What is it?
And it said that their style was like metrosexual.
Metrosexual? Yeah. That's not a sexual orientation.
Well, no, it's not a sexual, it's a style.
But why is it sexual?
I don't know.
Because I think it was like an outdated way of like saying like men that would dress in like an effeminate way.
And they say metro because it's like from the metropolis.
Yeah, it's like a city, like a European kind of like flair.
City dweller, city
like
boy.
Wearing a beret and a scarf.
You get it?
No. I'm more so clapped in celebration.
Sorry, for the podcast listeners, there's a bug flying around.
Yeah, I'm trying to clap on its ass.
But you're not trying to clap its ass, though.
I'd take it
stop,
or leave it.
Stop.
It's a bug.
Anyway.
Whoa, I don't want to.
We copied the same like camera movements as the game.
Yeah.
Fight you? Too bad. You walked in front of me. Let's battle. No, I don't want to fight anyone. I'm just here to catch Pokemon.
That gel in my hair.
I've been standing here for 5 weeks straight waiting for somebody to walk by. Do not take this moment from me. Fine. Let's battle!
So excited. The little tongue action.
Metrosexual hipster.
Metrosexual hipster. Oh god, that's so creepy.
Go Magikarp!
These outfits are so great.
They're so great.
I love
them. Hit him with a splash attack.
They're so creepy. Yeah, so obviously the joke is that this Pokemon does nothing and only has one attack.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you think we turned into furries with this video?
At least a handful. Someone realized that they were into that. Someone rule 34'd that and they're like, oh, there's a whole world. I'm gonna fully.
How many people do you think had their furry awakening watching this?
I think there were other videos that we did that would give people more of a furry awakening.
Which ones?
Well, I mean, I think the Jigglypuff in the future Pokemon in real life.
Why?
Just because it's a full body thing and it looks really nice. Maybe it's just because it was my girlfriend
we'll unpack
at the time
playing. Yeah, we'll unpack that later.
Yeah, yeah.
You scratch! Pika!
Nice. I remember being so frustrated that shot is like completely blurry for some reason and out of focus, but it didn't matter at all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pika! Oh, that shot?
That one and the next one. That one, it's like we didn't focus the camera? We were running on fumes.
I think we didn't know
where
to focus. If we were supposed to be focused on you or the...
Yeah.
Because it's different distances, so.
I like how the time of day has clearly changed. Earlier, it was fully sunny.
I don't think it was time of day, but I think the fog burned off.
Oh, yeah.
So we started filming in the beginning of the day where it was foggy, and then the fog burned off.
Certain angles will be super overcast, and then it'll cut to super sunny in the next shot.
Yeah.
But the best part is none of it mattered.
None of it mattered.
No one gave a shit.
It's a YouTube video.
It's about
Who cares?
The content, right?
All right.
Yes, foggy is like, yep. This was shot earlier in the day.
Yeah, zero shadows.
Yeah.
Thunder
oh, man.
Can't go
shadows.
I get so nostalgic looking at this park.
Yeah, for real.
We have so we never got a permit to shoot in this park. And we just, there was never anyone here.
And cops literally never came to shut us down.
No, they
cops
did.
Never
they
came.
They did one time.
When?
I think it was a video where I was like supposed to be making out with a fan. It was like an actual fan that you plug in.
Okay. I was like, what are you talking about? they came and like shut us down?
No, they didn't shut us down. They came and said, what are you doing? And our director at the time was like, we're shooting a, oh wait, what did he say?
Mayonnaise commercial?
No, he said high school.
Oh, student film.
He said student film.
That's what you always tell cops.
Yeah,
if you look young enough, just tell them you're shooting a student film, and if any stranger asks what you're doing, just tell them you're shooting a mayonnaise commercial.
No, someone told me to say that, and we were shooting in downtown Sacramento.
Yep.
And do you remember this story?
Yeah, the guy rode up on his bike, and he's like, what are you guys doing?
We're like, I was like, fuck, okay, I've heard that you're supposed to say shooting a mayonnaise commercial.
And yeah. And
so I said mayonnaise commercial, and then he's like, what kind? I was like, a kind you haven't heard of. He's like, tell me, I probably have heard of
like,
it.
Like, taste good foods?
Yeah. And he was like, I think I've heard of that one.
Cool.
And then he's like,
cool, buddy.
And then he was like trying to sit and watch us shoot a mayonnaise commercial.
Ugh.
Now we know not to say that.
I mean, honestly, just say you're shooting a YouTube video for a comedy channel, and they'll be like, oh, I don't fucking care about that. And they'll right away.
Yeah.
I guess that probably would have been easier.
We would have been better off.
Yeah.
This guy loved mayonnaise.
Loved mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Whoa, you can't go twice in a row. You have to wait for me to choose what attack I want to do next.
This is making
all
fun of the game mechanics.
Splash attack.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
This is a funny joke.
I love this.
Just trying to like choose a different attack.
I love this moment of just waiting a super long time to see what you might do, but you have nothing. You try to capture.
It's like, run.
You try to run. Yeah, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. You're going all over the place.
All right, Magikarp, hit him with a splash attack.
That's truly what would happen in the game.
All right, Pikachu, annihilate him with a thunder shock.
This is where I got someone to do the special effect for me.
Yeah.
Ah.
And he just explodes into a pile of ash.
Yeah.
That's funny because it says he fainted, but he's like clearly dead.
Yeah.
Very dead.
Yeah, man, I love this video so much.
It's time. Here's 20 Poke Dollars.
It's just 20 real dollars.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That is true. They would give money.
It's also illegal to show real money in a video.
Can you imagine if we like had to shut down our channel because we showed that
$20? The U.S. government sued us. We're like, guy, like we have like an apology video. We like sit down. We're like, guys, we have to finish. We can't. Sorry, we have to shut Smosh down. The U.S. government is suing us.
They find all these $20 bills in circulation with that exact code on there. Well, we did actually make a video relating to Pokemon as an April Fool's joke saying that we were getting sued by the Pokemon company.
Yeah. But this is the U.S. government suing us.
Yeah.
Which is much harder to get out of.
Right. Yeah, even though we were trying to
flee to Colombia to create YouTube videos there.
We're just like, we're off the grid making YouTube videos, finding a way to get these uploaded, still sending the SD cards over the mail.
Yeah. We're powering our computers with like horse manure.
We're still making Smosh videos, but just in secret in a faraway land.
They can see the background. They're like, clearly you're in Minneapolis.
I feel like that's the next Smosh movie.
Hey, I can finally continue my quest to catch all.
Yeah, and the most ridiculous outfits.
To see.
Oh, that was the end.
This is a really short video.
It feels short, right?
It feels short, but it's also jam-packed with so many
jokes
and references.
And it gave us a chance to like do more episodes and tell more jokes in later episodes.
Because we didn't waste them all.
Yeah.
Although I will say they kind of got weaker because I think we used the strongest jokes here.
I think they got weaker after the third. I feel like we should have stopped after the third one.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking for us to make more episodes of this, and we probably could.
I think we could.
We could probably squeeze one. or two out.
Like a poop.
And but you know, with new references to, you know, new things in the new games. But yeah, no, we definitely ran out at some point.
Well, one part that I really, Anthony, one part that I really loved about this video,
yeah,
is this thing on the top of your head.
Oh, the Pokemon style hat. Yeah.
And we thought it would be great to pay homage to that with a Smosh hat.
Yo, so, check this shit out. Yo.
Look at that. Don't mind the head that it's on. That's just
right,
our,
right.
That's just Chance.
This is our head model.
Yep.
But yeah, so we got a Pokemon inspired Smosh hat. Yep. It was, I actually thought about doing this because we have an emoji that's mm-hmm. the Pokemon hat, but instead yeah. of the Pokemon like style logo on here, we have the Smosh logo. And we were doing a members only live stream after our first sketch, and a bunch of people were spamming this emoji that we had.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, should we just sell this? And everyone's like, sell the Pokemon inspired Smosh hat. So you get this at Smosh.com today.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell in this light, but the that is green.
Oh yeah.
The logo is green, just like the original Pokemon hat.
And it's embroidered.
So and it's embroidered.
V high quality.
So we'll just set him. We'll just set Chance right there. great.
Always in shock.
Thanks, Chance.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that like we just got away with like filming this in this park, like the most ridiculous crap.
Yeah.
Like screaming, and we're like wearing like all these outfits, and people didn't call the cops on us or like ask what we were doing.
Yeah.
Like I think I was saying to you the other day, like it's so funny that like when we filmed these, nobody had like Ring cameras on their front doors.
Oh, true.
Where I think like nowadays, like all the crazy like crap that we shot in front of people's houses would be on like people's like, would be on like next door.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Who are these dumbass kids wearing these weird costumes rolling around on my lawn?
I don't think we could get away with any of this now because people would have video evidence of us being complete idiots in front of their houses.
Yeah.
It's funny, I've seen comments from people being like, imagine just looking outside your house and you see
for real.
Someone dressed up in Pikachu and a Magikarp outfit just flopping around.
Yeah.
But people did walk by. And they were like, what are you doing?
They'd hardly ever say anything, though. They just kind of walk
You're
by.
Right. Actually, we'd more so get cars that would slow down.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, go! Because you're messing up the audio and you're in the shot.
Or they might honk once, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
but we were also good about not just like, we didn't tweet about where we were. And Instagram and Snapchat stories and whatever didn't exist. So it wasn't like we were ever posting what we were doing in the moment.
True.
Yeah.
Damn, let's go back.
To the good old days when I did not have Twitter. Yep.
Or X.
Oh God. Shall we watch the bloopers?
Let's watch the bloops.
I have not seen these bloopers since it came out. I feel like I'll probably be reminded of so much stuff that went into this I don't even remember.
Shut up!
I remember that.
What the hell is this guy doing?
Why do you remember that?
Oh, that guy? Yeah, he's just waiting to f*** you.
Wait, did you actually say that or did you just bleep it? Wait, let's read your lips. I can't remember if you did that for the joke or if you really said it.
Just waiting to f*** you.
I think you say fight you.
Okay, so I just did that in the edit. That's funny.
Why play it again? I gotta watch.
Oh, that guy? Yeah, he's just waiting to f*** you.
The funniest part is that we have no reaction to that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's in one of the later Pokemon games.
Yeah.
That there's just the guy like waiting to. Yeah.
Yeah, later in the Pokemon games. That was like Gen 3.
I love how Chance's face is in both of our shots.
Well, he's pushing the good goods that you can get at Smosh.com.
That's right.
Yeah. I forgot how lame this looked.
Pikachu.
That was before Detective Pikachu.
We are dancing because the motherfuckers over there are cutting concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Making a lot of noise.
No wonder we had so much of the day pass. Because I started cutting concrete halfway through.
Really annoying, and we want to provide with you.
We want to provide you with the best kind of videos. Oh, it stopped. Let's record the actual video. Hurry up. Let's get the f*** over here.
That was so annoying. We had to be like, okay, we're going in between them cutting concrete. Okay.
Stupid ass, catch him. I'll get you next time.
You're stupid jackass. Don't know anything about Pokemon. You're old, dumb, and young, and think you just can have sex with anything. Goddammit.
What?
That's what happens, young people. They think they just have sex with
anything. They true. We tried to teach you abstinence, but you just keep having sex with anything.
Trees.
Bricks.
Grass.
Sandpaper.
And the concrete cutting is still going on.
Got it. So, for the podcast listeners, the concrete cutting guys came back. And apparently they only spoke Russian, so we couldn't ask them to stop.
I do remember that we would have our sound guy go over and try to talk with anyone that was messing up our audio. Sometimes we would literally offer them $20.
Yeah, that's a common trick.
Yeah. You offer them $20, you say, hey, can you be back in an hour or half hour? Mm-hmm. But we tried that method and it didn't work because I did not speak English.
I think they probably did. They just pretended like they
That's true.
Did.
They're like, we're trying to get our job done. Fuck you.
Yeah. They're like, these mayonnaise commercial guys. Go film your mayonnaise somewhere else.
This metrosexual hipster and his mayonnaise commercial.
Like, we will not stop for metrosexual hipsters.
Concrete cutting. Let's get a
You could tell I was legitimately annoyed while you were still having a good time.
Bastards. They like to cut the concrete because that's what they do. And they cut, because they like to cut that concrete. And nobody's gonna stop them because they have a saw.
I f***ed your mom.
Oh.
Pikachu, motherfucker.
What?
Well, I be all up in you. I'm crazy and little and yellow. You don't expect me.
Oh, dude, wait, pause. Quick fun fact. The guy who's playing Pikachu is the guy who plays Peter.
Yep.
Peter.
He's a versatile actor.
He is. He also played a Tooth Fairy minion in our Tooth Fairy episode, which I have no idea when we'll get to that one, maybe, if enough comments want it. And he also played, I guess he played a lot of Peter. I was going to say in Robbie the Magical Tapeworm episode, but I think he's supposed to be Peter in that one, too.
I don't know. What's that, Robbie?
What's that, Robbie? You want me to... Oh, shit. I can't remember.
What's that coming out of my butt?
But he sounds like...
It might be Peter.
He sounds like... Well, just like we can't remember that line, we can't remember... Can we get a close-up on this acid bottle? Because Ian and I have been trying to figure out what... Like, we both remember this bottle of acid from a Smosh video because we had the art team over here create just random props from videos that stood out, and they made this acid bottle, and
I remember spraying somebody in the face with it.
I can't remember what video...
Oh, wait, is it the... When you spray me in the eyes, I'm like, mis ojos!
Yeah, wait, yeah, what was that from? You're like, bees, ojos!
Yeah, I don't know. But it's that.
Don't spoil it in the comments. Keep us wondering, I guess.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out someday.
We'll get closer and closer to the source.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. At least we got the mis ojos part. Yeah.
Mis ojos! I'm like, mis ojos!
Oh, wait. Shit, I can't remember why I sprayed it in your eyes.
Did I remember?
I guess it was like 12 years ago, probably.
Oh.
Wait, are you remembering? I just specifically remember the scene. You go, mis ojos.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I get it confused with that. I had the diet. Because, like, wasn't there like something about, like, a guy had, like, acid?
Was it that one? Oh, like, was it the worst twist endings episode?
It might be.
I kept getting confused with the guy who's drinking bottled water and they stole our ideas video, and you put an acid label on it, and he realizes that he's drinking acid and dies.
Okay, so it's different.
That's different. I think it's worse to ascending his episode.
It might be. Mis ojos.
Oh, these brains don't work no good no more.
All right, let's see the rest of this.
Like that. Straight making shivs out of my toothbrush.
All right, Peter.
Sure, you been thuggy again. Use Gat Attack.
Pikachu! Oh, shit.
Magikarp.
Hello?
Hello?
Boom! That legit scared me.
Okay, so this text says, close your eyes and imagine this next clip is of your grandpa getting it on.
And this is when you were definitely still editing these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Getting it on.
Let's close our eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that sounds like right before grandpa has a heart attack and dies. Oh, and that's how it ends.
Wow, it ends with some... A grandpa sex joke.
Mm-hmm. Peak Smosh comedy.
Peak Achoo.
So, I think this sketch still holds up. I mean, we got the awkward like metrosexual hipster moment, but I think it still works.
I think this one holds up pretty well. I mean, like I think if you understand how the original Pokemon games worked,
yeah,
then I think it holds up.
I think it really holds up because it's all references to Gen 1, which is what all the other Pokemon games were kind of built off of.
Right.
I feel like if we just made references on based on like Gen 5 or something, mm-hmm. it would kind of be hard to follow.
Yeah.
But I think it holds up. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I think it holds up better than some other.
Yeah. It's a little short, and I feel like it almost feels like, what? That was it?
But leaves you wanting more.
I'm sure, that's why people watch 2 yeah. and 3 and 4 and 5. But I still think it holds up. We didn't have any girls in bikinis.
There's no girls in bikinis.
There's no misogyny.
No misogyny.
Oh. Yeah. No misogyny and no guns.
No guns.
No guns. Just lots of electric violence.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's no guns in this video or bikini girls or misogyny.
That's pretty crazy.
Well, that's like crazy. The bingo. Like, we just won the Smosh, classic Smosh bingo.
Or we lost.
Lost, yeah.
But maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah. We should make a bingo card, actually. That'd be really fun. So in the Discord, y'all should create a classic Smosh bingo sheet.
Yeah!
And play that when you watch old Smosh videos or watch this show with us.
And maybe we'll find some of the bingo cards that you guys make in the Smosh Discord, and
that could be fun.
Maybe we'll bring on a different one each time.
Yeah.
To see if we can win the bingo card.
I think that could be fun. Yeah. So in the Smosh Discord, if you're a Smosh member, submit bingo cards, and we'll use 2 different ones.
Ooh. See who wins. That's fun. I like that.
Okay. So yeah, Smosh.com. You can get this new sweet Pokemon inspired.
And you also might recognize this because it was just featured in the newest Smosh sketch.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen that video, go watch it.
And please become a member. Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.